Hey guys, good evening. We've just got a few headlines to go over before Paul M comes in about 20 minutes. We're going to be going over the royal connections to Diddy. So we've got, there's a lot of Diddy stories come out today, and there's even more Liam Payne stories, but we're going to have a time to go over the main ones. So we've got bombshell Diddy lawsuit photos revealing the hidden clues of notorious, let's just say, SA parties. So these have offered a disturbing glimpse into the parties as Diddy braces for another wave of allegations. He's seen dancing with young women and glaring at people surrounded by bottles of vodka in the newly filed lawsuits from Busby. Another alleged survivor is sharing images of a small plastic container used by him or his staff to slip the G into the drinks, according to the lawsuits. So here's one of the photos coming up now. Busby's action details at least seven new survivors, including allegations he used substances on, and gang R-worded a 13-year-old. And he said he will continue to reveal claims against powerful people in the near future. People will be shocked at the A-list names that emerge. You can't hide skeletons in the closet forever, he has claimed. So here's one of the photos. So this is offering a disturbing glimpse into a Diddy party. It shows Diddy surrounded by bottles of vodka. This photo was taken by an alleged survivor. And if you look at the top there, an unidentified woman appears to be sitting at Diddy's desk. That is where you can see the red circle. All right, here's another photo. He's seen dancing surrounded by young women. And this picture was taken by a young woman who is claiming that they used substances on her and R-worded her at a Las Vegas party. This photo that Busby's just released, a survivor sharing an image of a small plastic container allegedly used by Diddy or his staff to slip the G into the drinks. Yeah, I was having this is why I started the stream late. This article has just been going bonkers, jumping around on me like crazy. All right, while I get back to where we were, we have confirmed, guys, Jaguar Wright is coming back on Saturday night. Confirmed. We've got that beginning at 8 p.m. Hoping that we needed an hour last time. Hoping we'll do at least 90 minutes, because only a fraction of the questions were actually answered when she came on. So what we're going to do is have Jaguar come on. And then after Jaguar, one of my podcast guests from years ago, a guy called Hollywood Wade, who came on, and let me get rid of this a minute. Hollywood Wade came on a few years ago and told his absolutely insane story. And he's going to come back on. He was on Matt Cox's channel recently, and he read Kim Porter's book earlier this year. And he was reluctant to report on it because it really sounded a bit extreme at the time. So Hollywood Wade, he went on Matt Cox about 3 weeks ago, got a million views. He's such a brilliant speaker. When he came on my channel, I've always dreamt of a guest who would speak for 2 hours without me saying a word. And he was that guest. if you didn't catch the story that he told me on that podcast, I will put that in the link in the description box. But anyway, he's agreed to come on after Jaguar Wright on Saturday. So we've got two huge guests for Saturday night. I think Tommy Schofield is going to come on after them. So three huge guests. And then we've got Lionel has just reached out. Put a one in the chat if you want Lionel to come on and do a Diddy Menendez night. If you want Lionel to come on and do a Diddy Menendez night, put a one in the chat. Right, my cursor's jumping around like crazy. Let me just things aren't working out for me right now. Let me get back to the photos. Lionel doing a Diddy and Menendez night. Can you imagine? Right, here's the next photo. Share screen. Here we go. So Diddy is seen glaring across the room in this image from one of the survivors again, surrounded by vodka bottles. As someone else is filming him, they're blanked out. No, they're blanked out. There's the camera, vodka bottles. There's Diddy. These have all just been released by Busby. There's the Ciroc, which Diageo, that was the main item that Diageo paid Diddy $1 billion over the years because he increased sales of Ciroc so much for them. There's Busby. If you didn't see our video, our interview with Busby the other week, it's in the P. Diddy playlist, which is in the description box below this video. Right, so here's another image of a small container they used to put the G to knock these people out. Diddy dancing with young women wearing white. And in this one, whoops, honestly, these articles just jump like crazy. Right, in this one, let's go down again. Where is it? There it is. He's surrounded by people, some of whom are celebs. And the ad here that, I don't know if you saw this video, but this is the video where Diddy invites a 13-year-old actress to an after party. I'm not having much luck with this article. Let's see if it'll do it. Let's see if it will.
Come to an after party tomorrow. Yeah. Come to an after party tomorrow. Yeah.
Yeah. Very frightening, isn't it? Ridiculously frightening. Let me just get rid of that. Go back. Where was I? Yeah, these articles are just not behaving themselves today. Right, let's get rid of that one and go over to the Justin Bieber news. So Justin Bieber and his wife are saying they're stronger than ever amid the Diddy drama. And he pinched her bottom cheekily while leaving a bash in LA with Kylie and Kendall Jenner. Hailey exuded business chic for the event in a oversized suit. And Justin flashed his heavily tattooed chest between an open brown plaid shirt that was worn with baggy blue jeans. So that's that. And then the next one is about, there was an article come up today about Justin's father. Where was he? Because we did do a Where Was the Mum, and it was absolutely horrific what his mum went through. But we didn't do one about the dad. So when his mother, Patty, was by his side, she admitted she found the task of signing Justin's legal documents as his career took off and making decisions for him daunting and felt out of depth. Of course, as we discussed in the previous article, she was only 19. And meanwhile, Patty gave birth to her son at a home for teenage mothers a month before her 19th birthday. She described in detail their relationship with his father, Jeremy, who was not exactly the doting dad. Jeremy has been described as a deadbeat who only resurfaced when Justin became successful, but Patty has defended him, insisting that he had worked at becoming a better father before their son found fame. She said Jeremy was struggling with substance issues, was in jail the day Justin was born, I didn't know that, and was in and out of his life as he grew up after walking out when he was a baby, taking all the furniture. Oh my God, liquidating the furniture. That's a scummo move. So the parenting decisions were thrust into the limelight this week after Mail Online revealed that he runs an Instagram account that posts bikini pictures of the star's 6-year-old sister, which has attracted thousands of male followers and disturbing comments. This is the dad, Jeremy. Oh dear, I didn't know that. Fans are questioning if Justin's trajectory would have been different if he had been a consistent guiding hand. When Justin signed his first record deal, he was left vulnerable to some of the most industry's dangerous stars, and his friendship with Diddy arrived around that time as well, after Justin signed to Island Records. There was the 48 Hours with Diddy video that we covered early on here, and fans have questioned why parents didn't intervene. Jeremy guided Justin, then 19, as he drag raced a Lamborghini in a residential street while under the influence. Oh my God, what a father. 2 years later, fans were disgusted when Jeremy bragged about his sons. Can't even say this. The size of his man parts, of his manhood on social media when nude photos of Justin were leaked. And while fathers provide for their sons, Justin's, that was reversed. Justin paid Jeremy $50,000 a month. $50,000 a month? What? Which he blew on boozy parties. Wow. All right, we've only got 7 minutes before Paula's coming in. Let's look at the Liam Payne news. So a story that's just come out this afternoon is that Liam Payne's angel number message, 444 note, a marriage manifesting. So when Kate shared an image of the note Liam left her before his tragic passing, she revealed her secret fascination with angel numbers and manifestation. It's an ideology that has roots back in the 6th century in ancient Greece with the Pythagoreans, who believed that numbers had mystic spiritual properties with unique vibrational patterns that can provide insight into the nature of the universe. Put one in the chat if you do believe that numbers have ancient mystic spiritual properties with unique vibrational patterns that can provide insight into the nature of the universe. Put number two in the chat if numbers are just numbers. It's a straight one. Look at the vibration of the one as you're entering it into the chat. Put a curved two full of doubt and skepticism as you're putting that into the... All right. Yeah, so we are seeing that angel numbers, the use of them is surging in popularity, with individuals keen to secure an improved existence through the guidance of numbers and manifestation. So Kate added 444 to her emotional tributes. I'm seeing mostly ones and a few twos. 60% ones, I think. Kate added 444 to emotional tribute to her boyfriend and shared a snap of a note where Liam had written the numbers. It showed his fascination with angel numbers and manifestation, with the sequence 444 signifying protection, encouragement, and support from the spiritual realm, as well as clarity, stability, and security. Believers in the trend report seeing angel number sequences everywhere, from bills and receipts to the time on the clock. Jay-Z, Beyonce, Bella Hadid, and Jennifer Aniston all speak about angel numbers. Jay-Z and Beyonce, they should be contemplating some other numbers right now. Prison sentence numbers. And I wonder what Jaguar Wright is going to add to that when she comes back on Saturday at 8. Followed by Hollywood Wade. Followed by Tommy Schofield. Get your popcorn ready for Saturday night, folks. All right, I'll do one more Liam Payne story before we go over to Paula M. and Diddy and the links to the royal family. That is the theme for tonight's stream with Paula M. Liam Payne's final days before he fell to his death from the balcony are going to be retold in a Hulu documentary. So it's been announced that Hulu will chronicle the final days. The special titled One Direction, Liam Payne's Final Days, will be available to view on Hulu later today. They bloody hell, that was fast. According to a report from Variety, the special will include interviews with those close to Payne, including X Factor contestant Mary Byrne. And let's see who else, shall we? Yeah, Hulu have wasted no time there, haven't they? And the dad's still in Argentina waiting for so he can bring back the son's body, because they're still doing those tests. The funeral is expected to take place in Britain in November. And the sister, we read the note that the sister wrote, almost brought tears to my eyes last week when I was reading that one. And it's come up in this article. I'm not going to read it again, that's for sure. All right, so 2 minutes left before Paula M comes in. The other Liam Payne headlines, the one that's just come out in the last hour, how Liam Payne kept a wholesome gesture a secret during the pandemic. This one came out 3 hours ago. Rita Ora is confirmed that the host of the MTV Awards, which set to honour Liam Payne following his death. Michael Burke faces backlash after branding Liam Payne a drugged-up, faded boy band singer. And he condemned the BBC's coverage of his death. Talk about lack of bloody consideration and respect for the dead, Michael Burke. Liam Payne was determined to perform for fans and was in talks for a 2025 tour before his death. They're all the ones that came out today. Zayn Malik gave update on his tour after postponing upcoming US dates following Liam's death. 65,000 signed petition for Liam's law to protect artists and men with mental health after Liam's death. His girlfriend, Cassidy, reveals he gave her a note before he died, revealing his plans to marry her. Oh, that's really sad. Right. Let me just check. While I've got all y'all here, let me just check if Paula is in the studio. And we will customize over to her momentarily if we do. And I'm going to put a community post about Jaguar Wright's Saturday return. So if you want to write questions for Jaguar on the community post, we'll get those in a secure list. And we will get on that. Yep, I can see Paula M is good to go. So I'm going to end this headlines one and bring Paula M in. If you've got questions for Paula M, especially about the royal family in general, or anything about Diddy and the royals, bring them on. It will suggest the video at the end of this one. You might have to click on it to customize over. Thanks for tuning in, folks.